This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, as we near the May 17th primaries, we enter debate season for Republican candidates for governor. Wednesday night debated. Was there a clear front runner or a winner?
Boy, Brad, I don't think so. I think that's a really hard question to answer. In the debate this week, there were really few differences among this group on major issues that you might expect to see varying shades of red in a Republican primary. So they all supported opening up the state to more fracking for natural gas. They all were in favor of new restrictions on abortion in Pennsylvania, and they all backed getting rid of mail-in voting in the state.
And of course, on the Democratic side, Attorney General Josh Shapiro is the presumed nominee. So whoever wins on the GOP side will face him. One factor that might make a difference in the GOP race would be an endorsement from former President Donald Trump. But unlike the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania, that hasn't happened yet.
No, and he has anti-endorsed one prominent candidate, the fundraising leader Bill McSwain. He called him a coward about 2 weeks ago for not doing more about baseless claims of voter fraud when he was serving as the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. McSwain's the only candidate who was part of the Trump administration. Now, the question now, I was talking to Katie Meyer, who's been covering this race for the network of public radio stations across Pennsylvania, and she said whether or not this is going to hurt or help McSwain is really a question, especially among more moderate Republicans in like the Philadelphia suburbs, in Pittsburgh, if that anti-endorsement might in fact appeal to those moderate Republicans.
Now, Trump's suspicion about mail-in voting has sort of morphed into what we might call a war on drop boxes right here in Lehigh County.
Boy, and this is quite the tempest in the teapot here in the Lehigh Valley. So the Lehigh County GOP filed a complaint in the last election about allegations that folks had dropped off more than one ballot. Under the state code, you can only drop your own ballot in a county drop box. The county solicitor referred it to DA Jim Martin for investigation, and he did find, in fact, that hundreds of people had dropped off more than one ballot, but for the most part, it was one or two extras, presumably someone in their household. But the DA's taking a hard line here, and he announced plans this week that he shared with reporter Tyler Pratt to beef up monitoring at drop boxes.
From time to time, I would have county detectives monitor the video surveillance that's in place over the drop boxes, and from time to time, physically monitor the drop boxes.
Now, the potential penalties for people who break the rule that DA Martin mentioned was really severe, up to $2,500, up to 2 years in prison. He didn't really offer any details in that interview about what the monitoring would look like, but we do know that police and soldiers aren't allowed within 100 feet of polling places unless it's for security issues. That's an issue around voter intimidation. But an interesting quirk here in Pennsylvania, the boxes don't actually count as polling sites. They're more of a no man's land and weren't even mentioned in the original act that set up no excuses mail-in voting in Pennsylvania. Counties, in fact, don't even have to use drop boxes, although they are using them in Northampton and Lehigh County here in the Valley.
And as they say in the commercial, that's not all. There has been some opposition emerging to District Attorney Martin's plan.
Boy, you're not kidding. And this is an issue that is just really continuing to heat up even as we speak. So on Thursday, three Democratic Valley lawmakers, Mike Schlossberg, Peter Schweier, and Gene McNeil, said that they are going to introduce a bill in the state house to, quote, decriminalize helpful spouses. This was a direct response to Martin's plan. And in the statement about that, Schweier said the DA's decision was ill-conceived and showed that, quote, even longtime and well-regarded local officials are not immune to conspiracy theories. That, of course, I think referring to unsubstantiated claims of ballot harvesting. Now, for his part, Martin told WLVR on Wednesday, before this legislation was announced, that this is not a partisan issue. Meanwhile, other local community leaders are standing up and saying this is voter intimidation and are in opposition. Brad, we're just going to have to continue to follow this story and see what happens next as we head toward that primary election on May 17th.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.